Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast with Jonathan Way, where we unravel the secrets to financial success in the dynamic world of commercial real estate. We're bringing in special guests to share their insights on how they started their journey and crafted their way to success. And here's your host, Jonathan Way.
Hey, Brad, thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to talk about all the amazing stuff we have to discuss.
Yes, yes. So tell us about your background and how you got started in your coaching.
Yeah, well, my background goes all the way back to ninth grade when I read a book on how to buy real estate with no money down, because I was I think I had this thought at 10 years old when we were about to lose our house that if you didn't have money, that was dangerous, because my mom said we might have to move into public housing and there people got shot there. So I thought, oh my God, I got to make a lot of money. So I started in real estate and I grew a successful real estate company that runs kind of by itself now. And 3 years ago, trying to get my son help for anxiety, I came across a performance coach that told me I had a tick. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she said, you blink profusely when you talk about your childhood. You may have some unresolved childhood trauma that's affecting your son's anxiety. And I'm like, what? How can I be affecting my son's anxiety? But sure enough, she invited me to come out for a weekend and work with her and her husband. And over the course of a weekend, Jonathan, really in 3 hours, this 1 3-hour session, my life forever changed. And I came back home and I looked around and I saw all the people in my life and network and family that were suffering. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're suffering for the very reason that I was suffering. And I didn't even know it. I was like, my life changed so profoundly that I was like, I've got to give this gift back to people. So that's what I've spent, you know, the last 2.5 years, thousands of hours and studying under some of the best people. And now I coach entrepreneurs to break through these limiting beliefs and have these amazing relationships and amazing business and health and everything that they deserve to have that people think is out of reach. It's in reach. You just have to change your thinking. That's it. Change your thinking, change your life.
Mm-hmm. And what was it? Was it because she said that you had a past trauma and you got to change that way of thinking and that's what helped you? Is that correct?
So here's whatever you're suffering with, it begins with a thinking problem, right? And that thinking problem is not your fault. It's actually your brain's doing its job as a child. So my story and billions of other people on this planet's story is that you didn't have a need met as a child. And when your need wasn't met, you came up with a meaning and a story around that need not being met. And oftentimes it is, something bad is happening to me, so therefore I must be bad. I must not be good enough. It gets you through when you're a child, because guess what? If you're the problem, you control it. If you say, it's not me, it's my parents, you're out of control, and that's a scary thing. It also gives you hope. So if I'm bad, all I have to do is be good, and I can get the love that I want. So it works really good when you're 3, 5, 6, 10. But when you're 47 years old and your brain is still telling you you're bad, and you wake up and you buy a 42-foot boat and you decide you're going to take it to the Bahamas when you don't even know how to read a chart, that's a problem. That was me. Okay. I didn't get up and say, I'm unworthy, I need to prove my worth, but my subconscious brain from childhood was screaming that. It's the reason that I did that. It's the reason that I lost $9 million making 5 business mistakes. It's a reason that 2 of my marriages failed. It's a reason I used to use weed and alcohol on a regular basis. It's the reason my kids had behavioral problems. The list goes on and on and on. So anyone who's suffering or struggling with any type of problem, I would be willing to bet you a lot of money that if we had 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that I could trace that back to something that happened in your childhood. And it doesn't mean you were locked in a cage, doesn't mean you were sexually molested. It could be small things that you place meaning on that have controlled your life, your entire life, and you don't even know it.
Oh my God, wow, that's pretty powerful. Because I didn't, you know, that's true. Because I don't, you know, some things you don't even know it. And you're like, oh, why am I doing this? Why does that have a tick? And tick,
yeah.
I know, she said, oh, you have a tick. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm not even sure. I wouldn't show the man, you know, so.
Yeah. Jonathan, why do I come home? This is not me, but why do I go to a job that I can't stand and stay at? Then I come home, fight with the wife, yell at the dog, drink a 6-pack of beer, 3 glasses of wine, and not go to the gym and eat French fries or overeat. Or why do I do that? I don't know. Well, I know why, and it's not your fault. It's your brain protecting you from something that it thinks is worse than the actual thing you're doing. So someone who drinks a lot, Jonathan, someone who has depression or anxiety, drinking, depression, anxiety, as bad as they are, in their brain, they are better than the alternative of what they would have to face if they didn't do those things. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
They think the pain that they're avoiding is worth the addiction to the drugs, the alcohol, or the depression, the anxiety. But here's the truth. Those things that they're scared of are nothing more than untruths. They're not true. And so what we do is we go back and we figure those out and we tell the brain, which has a built-in mismatch detector, that is this really the truth? Where in your life has it not been true? And then they're like, wait, I can't hold two conflicting thoughts. That's impossible. Oh my gosh, my whole life I've been living like this based on this thought that never was real. Oh my gosh, silly me. Now I get to move on and have freedom and happiness.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, Brad. That's pretty amazing. Wow. So let me ask you, is it your coaching program about to teach you how to be happy and self-love? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's all about helping you, whatever your suffering is, it starts with a thought. And it's a 5-week intensive program. I say intensive. It's a couple hours a day, if that. It's really, you meet with me once a week, or my partner Yvonne, and we have a group session. But it's one-on-one and group, and so it's about an hour a day that you've got to commit. And I see that the irony is that my changes happen in 3 hours in a Airbnb bedroom in outside of Park City. My clients see massive. I went to therapy for 30 years. Most of my clients have gone on off the therapy as well. And in 3 to 5 hours, they see these massive shifts because the light bulb goes off and they're like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this all this time. I've been, you know, married, divorced 3 times, or I've drank this much, or I'm this much overweight, and I could never figure it out. I went to the Tony Robbins. You know how many clients I've had, Jonathan? They've been like, I went to the Tony Robbins. I went to everything he had. I read every book. I knew what I should have done, but I just couldn't do it. Why? Because of those deeply buried subconscious thoughts that they didn't know about. And Tony Robbins, I love the dude, love him, but he can't address every single person. So if you don't go deep enough, if you don't go to the source of the pain, you're never going to heal the pain.
Oh yes. You gotta find a source and heal the source and find the issue. That's what you gotta do. Identify.
Yeah. It's no different with the back pain. You go to a doctor, the surgeon makes their money by cutting you. So they cut you open, they fuse the vertebrae. But why is your vertebrae out of alignment in the first place? There's a reason. There's conflicting muscles that are pulling. So they do the surgery and you're back on the operating table in 6 months or a year. Why? Because they didn't figure out the source of your problem. That's what most therapy is about. I've got anxiety. Jonathan, you come to me with anxiety? Let's talk through this. Come to my office, sit on my couch every Tuesday at 10:30, and I'm going to give you some techniques, some breathing, or, you know, if driving past a liquor store causes you anxiety, let's talk about how to take a different route. Well, that might temporarily work. You might go to a weight loss doctor that gives you this amazing nutrition and health plan, and for 3 weeks you drop 20 pounds, and then guess what? You put back on 30. Why is that? Because you're not aware of the behavior and the thoughts and the beliefs that are driving the behavior. That's it. That's the magic that I teach and that I do and that I help people with. Let's figure out these thoughts that you may not even know that are controlling your life. Let's figure them out. And then through neuroplasticity, it's just a fancy way of saying your brain's ability to actually regrow new neural pathways in your brain so you can start thinking differently and thus start acting radically different.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. That's very good. I like that. I like that. Because I believe what you're saying, because coming on to find the source and changing it, it's not just some temporary solution like weight loss where you put some injections and you might lose weight. But then I don't think if you don't fix really your thinking or your source, you're not going to change the way you eat. I mean, I don't think it's going to work, you know? So.
Yeah, because guess what? Everything you've ever needed to be happy, you have inside you. And for 47 years, I didn't realize that. I thought millions. I thought 42-foot boats, women, money, trips. I thought all of that would bring me happiness. And if you think that something outside of you can bring you happiness, you're going to search the rest of your life and never find happiness. You can be happy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. Like, yeah, because right now, enjoy the simple things. Enjoy what you have. Your families are important. That's a source of happiness. and everything could be abundant mean that you can have what you want, right? So it's not like you can't have, you can have it. So
no, you can have as much as you want. Just don't, you know, folks that don't think they're enough, me for 47 years, when you don't feel enough, Jonathan, nothing is enough. Think about an addict. It doesn't matter, more. Think of how many billionaires are lonely as can be. Look at the Michael Jacksons, the Matthew Perrys, Chandler Bing from Friends, Kurt Cobain, Chris Farley. They're all dead. They had more money than they knew what to do with. So if money brings you happiness, why are they all dead? It doesn't bring you happiness. It's just the opposite. Happiness actually brings you money. They have done studies that college graduates who graduate happy make more money in 20 years than people who aren't. So here's the thing that so many entrepreneurs do. They start a business like me thinking, if I can only make $5 million, I'm going to be worthy and happy. I can get you to that state of where you think you want to feel today. And then once you're in that state, do you know that your chances of making that $5 or $10 million goes way up? Because now you can be making money to make an impact. Your focus can be on making an impact rather than making money to make yourself feel good. And when you do something to make impact and you really love it, i.e. what we're doing right now, if you can't tell I really love this, yes, then maybe you're drinking. Because I love this like nothing I've ever loved in my life. It's the first business I ever started where I didn't think about money. I just thought about impact. And I think if you have me back on the show in 5 years, I don't want to say this or brag about this because it's not my intention, but I just have a feeling that I'm going to make more money in this than I ever did in real estate. And I've done really well in real estate because it's for the right reasons. I want to change the world. I want to help 1 million people live and be given the gift that I have been given because I have true freedom. And it doesn't come from money or anything outside of myself, women or cars or boats. It comes from the self-love and the self-compassion that I now have for myself. Actually, if you can see my shirt, it says, only diet that works is self-love.
Yes, yes. No, that's great. That's almost like, that's wonderful because I'm very happy you got enlightened in that state because now you understand what self-love is. You love yourself. You're happy. You're content. And really, it's not external. It's internal. Right, because external is like material things. It doesn't make you happy, right? You can buy all the toys you want, but it doesn't really. There's a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't make you happy at the end. It could be temporary, but it's not going to be everlasting forever.
Exactly.
So that's wonderful. But how did you? I guess a question: how do you love yourself and make yourself happy? That's really the secret. How do you love yourself, basically?
So you were born loving yourself, right? You were born calm. You were born affectionate. I hear people say, well, my husband's not affectionate or they're an introvert. My theory is what kid did you see that wouldn't go up to another kid and play ball or whatever? I think it's all learned behavior. So how do you love yourself? How do you find the self-love? You go back and you figure out where that thinking problem started. Something in your childhood led you to believe something different about yourself to protect you from what you were going through or what you perceived you were going through. So how do you love yourself? You go back and you find those times when you came up with these meanings and then you tell yourself a different story. That's it. And self-love, Jonathan, isn't about, I don't think I'm any better than you or anybody else. Just the opposite. I think I'm as good and important as any other human being living or dead, but it doesn't mean I'm any better than anybody else. And a lot of people get self-love confused with, you know, narcissism or you know, being better than the other person. And that's not it. You need to treat yourself as your best friend. Take care of yourself. Would you give your best friend a cigarette or a joint or alcohol knowing it's poison? No, if you wouldn't do that, don't do it to yourself. And when you feel these negative emotions, Jonathan, it's not you as a 45-year-old adult. It's the 6-year-old inside of you. So let me ask you, if a 6-year-old walk up to you or your 6-year-old self or your 6-year-old child, or just imagine you had a 6-year-old niece, if they walked up to you and said, I'm feeling really inferior or sad, would you be like, well, go eat some ice cream or go smoke a joint or suck it up, you idiot? No. What would you do? You would pick that child up and you'd say, it's going to be okay. I love you. I'm here for you. You wouldn't say, go turn to something else. That the way you treat that little 6-year-old kid is the same way that you should be treating yourself. But how many people actually treat themselves like that? I didn't. if I was nervous playing tournament golf, I'd be like, why am I nervous? What's wrong with you? You're an idiot. Like, you're at a country club playing golf and you're worried. Like, what's wrong with you? And then it just made things worse. So now my level of nerve, I used to have to literally get drunk before a tournament because I would be so nervous because I was afraid of people judging me. Yeah. Now I don't drink. And I will find a little bit of nerve on the first tee. But you know what I said instead? It's okay, buddy. I know you're a little nervous. I got you. Instead of exacerbating the cycle and beating me up.
Okay, great. That's great. I'm glad you gave advice. That's worth $1 million. That's the advice right there. Because a lot of people need self-love these days. It's too much negative, too much war, too much Ukraine, Israel. It's just too much negative news going out there that I think we should tune it out and just focus on positivity and self-love and happiness and content.
Yeah.
Right? It's just too much noise out there that everyone's confused. Everyone's like, what's going on here, you know? So,
and do you know why all that's happening?
No, I'm not sure why.
It's because these are just hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. If I could literally like help, if silly to say this, but just go with me. If the 7 billion people or however many they're on the planet right now wanted to change and could go through my program and we could go back and look at their childhood experiences, the wars would end. The divorce rate would go from 50 to 70% down to 10%. Our hospitals would close down. Our prisons would close down. The pharmaceutical business would go out of business. Do you realize that 70% of Americans are on a prescription drug? And I think like almost 60% are on two. You've got 33% of Americans either taking an antidepressant or anti-anxiety drug. They don't need them. What they need is they need to change their thinking that came from childhood. So if we could just get people to embrace the hurt that they felt as a child and turn it around, our entire planet would change.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's amazing because these days loneliness is a big factor. Loneliness is a big, big factor in life. I hear that as a big issue. It's kind of like a disease, you know, in a way. And a lot of people on medicine, like diabetes and cholesterol and I guess whatever you name it. So we need to hopefully go back to our roots, find our inner self and figure out, you know, what we got, find a source and say, hey, how do we change this and make it better? You know, so.
Yeah, we're more connected than ever before, but we're more disconnected than ever before. We live in a world where you don't ever have to leave your house. You can call Uber Eats. You can work from home. Mm-hmm. People aren't getting in the nature. We have to get, you said this, get back to our roots. What is our roots? It's mind, body, spirit. We were not born to stay in houses under these bright lights. We were made to go out in nature and be one with nature. We need to get more connection with other human beings. And right. Ram Dass is like, how could you ever be lonely? You've got yourself. When you have self-love, I never used to like to be alone because I didn't like my company. Now I could sit there for hours and hours and hours reading books alone because I enjoy my company. So once you have self-love, you'll never be lonely again a second of your life.
Yeah, wow. That's very powerful. I didn't talk about that because that's interesting. It's good. I'm glad you told me that because you could read hours and be happy with yourself and no one else.
Yeah.
And not be like lonely, you know, not be like by yourself and lonely, you know, that feeling of loneliness.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all want connection with other human beings, but if you have a hard time being alone, ask yourself why. Get curious. We have way too much judgment and fear, especially in relationships. Remove the judgment and fear and replace it with curiosity and love. Why am I drinking so much? Why does what my wife say make me so angry? Why do I keep going to a job I don't like? Why am I 50 pounds overweight? Why is my employee, you know, not doing their job? Rather than judge, just be curious. You know, Albert Einstein said, I don't really have any special talents. I'm just curious.
Okay, great. Wonderful, Brad. Well, how people reach out to you to learn more about your coaching program and help them?
Yeah. So here's the thing, man. If I'd have heard this podcast a couple of years ago, I'd have been like, this self-love stuff is, I'm fine, man. I've got a lot of self-love. I was one of those people that thought I had a high self-image and high confidence, and I really wasn't. I was just hiding behind my pain. So I developed this self-love quiz, bradchandler.com/quiz. It literally will take you 3 minutes. And that 3 minutes could be a step in a journey that forever changes your life, your health, and your relationships. So go to bradchandler.com, take the quiz, and begin the journey. And if I can help you, I'm on social media. I put out, I've got a podcast too. And if you like this type of stuff, I've got a podcast that's ranked in the top 3%. I just found this out, so I'm going to brag a little bit. It's in the top 3% of, I think, 3.2 million podcasts. It's called How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. So if you like this type of stuff and you want to figure out how to be happier, go check out my podcast.
Right. This is great because in my mentoring program, you first start with your mindset and limiting beliefs. And that's why we have sort of mindset people come and talk about real estate. Because the first thing is your mindset. Can I go purchase a home? Can I buy a multifamily building? Is your limiting belief your mindset? That's why we like talking about this self-love, happiness, and mindset, which is very critical, the first part of the equation. So, but thank you very much, Brad. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate with Jonathan Way. If you enjoyed today's episode and want more tips on growing your wealth through real estate, be sure to subscribe. Don't miss out on future insights and success stories. If you're interested in learning about passive investment opportunities, then visit us at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back for new episodes. See you again next time.